Penguin Random House Audio presents A Time for Mercy by John Grisham. Read for you by Michael Beck. To the memory of Sonny Mehta, Knopf Chairman, Editor-in-Chief, Publisher. Chapter 1. The unhappy little home was out in the country, some 6 miles south of Clanton, on an old county road that went nowhere in particular. The house could not be seen from the road and was accessed by a winding gravel drive that dipped and curved and at night caused approaching headlights to sweep through the front windows and doors as if to warn those waiting inside. The seclusion of the house added to the imminent horror. It was long after midnight on an early Sunday when the headlights finally appeared. They washed through the house and cast ominous silent shadows on the walls, then went away as the car dipped before its final approach. Those inside should have been asleep for hours, but sleep was not possible during these awful nights. On the sofa in the den, Josie took a deep breath, said a quick prayer, and eased to the window to watch the car. Was it weaving and lurching as usual, or was it under control? Was he drunk, as always on these nights, or could he have throttled back on the drinking? She wore a racy negligee to catch his attention and perhaps alter his mood from violence to romance. She had worn it before, and he had once liked it. The car stopped beside the house, and she watched him get out. He staggered and stumbled, and she